really nice night coming up here, kids. Not just because we sang good, we now can get somebody to sing to us just because we sang good. But what do you think? Is that the way it works, huh? It's the way it works, right? Okay. This is the neatest little book this young lady wrote. Waking Up Sober in a Convent. Is that a catchy little title? Oh, I think that's pretty catchy, don't you, Moses?
I do.
I think that's pretty catchy. John? I like it, and I'm eager to hear what she has to say tonight. This is a young lady that has really worked for God a lot of years in her way. We all work for God in our own individual way because we're all connected straight to God. Can you believe that? You know, the next time you go out to get drunk and soused, just think about it. What do you think, Barbie doll? What you think? Well, of course, none of us ever do that anymore, but there was a day, so remember back where you took God when you were drinking a little too much or whatever. What do you say? Not you, honey. You're an angel. She's an angel. This kid's an angel. But the young lady's going to share some of her thoughts with us, and she might even tell us what this book is all about. I love the picture on there. And her name is Kathy with a K. Kathy with a K. I get a hug first.
Thank you.
So, well, good evening, everybody. It's so exciting to be here with you. Before I actually get into my talk, I'm going to share a couple songs with you, and I'm going to link it. I'm going to link it to my talk.
No, you're fine. You can stay.
Are you sure? You don't need my stool?
No, you're good. You're good.
I'm good. You make
You're very good.
You are so good,
Dennis.
You're better than
Rita. Remember that. I'm good. She said that.
All right. So. I'd like to start off with the Serenity Prayer, which is, how many know the Serenity Prayer? Yes, it's a wonderful prayer. And I share a little bit about this in my story, and I'll go into where this all came from in a few minutes. But years ago, I was in the convent, and I went through treatment, got sober, and left the treatment center, went back to the convent, and my job at the time was to work in the library. And I found the long version of the Serenity Prayer, and I wanted to memorize it because it's such a beautiful prayer, but I had a hard time remembering it. So I thought, if I can put it to music, I'll remember it better. So this was the first song I ever put music to. Let's see if I can do it without shaking. And if you get the hang of the chorus, feel free to sing along with me. God grant me the serenity to accept the things that I can't change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference between the two. One day at a time, enjoying a moment at a time, Tonight is a couple of spiritual ideas that I've come across over the past couple of years. let me see if I can get this thing up here.
Where? Anna? All
right, let's see. I'm not sure where are the best places to put this. You can all see it. I'll kind of be like a Vanna. Okay, so we'll kind of put it here. This is, these are some concepts I got from Science of Mind. Over the past couple of years, I spent my first 3 or 4 years here in spiritualism, which has been such a wonderful healing process. And with my adventurous, inquisitive nature, I kind of wanted to learn more, hold on to what I have, but keep learning more. And I was going to wear this nice jacket tonight, but now I'm a little too warm. We'll see. I'll put it on for a minute. Okay.
Professor.
Okay. So we all have the ability to create. We are children of God. We are bubbles of God. And ideas come to us, dreams come to us, desires come to us. And this is the unformed substance of like the creative energy, the ability to create. And then we get an idea. And we take responsibility for that idea, and we start to mold it. And I have to thank Reverend Millie and the spiritual development classes and for giving me the idea to write down my story. I was in my first year of classes, and at the end of the first year, Reverend Millie receives your angel guide, your spirit guide, and passes on that information about who your spirit guide is. And mine is Flying Dove. And when I got my little paragraph from Flying Dove, one of the things Flying Dove said was that they would like to help me write my God story. So I thought, well, if Flying Dove, if the spirit side is going to support me and help me to do it, I'm open. I'm game. So that moved me into this responsibility quadrant. Like, okay, so what am I going to do to write this thing? I've got to make time to sit down and write. I have to pick up, I picked up a book of, like, how do you write your autobiography? And it gave me some ideas. And I started in 2009, and I wrote for a few months, and then I put it off to the side. And then a year later, I picked it back up. It's like, I gotta get back to this. And then I got only so far, and I put it off to the side again. So it took me 3 years of sifting through, asking myself, what am I trying to say? What am I trying to say? At first, I was including everything about my life in there, you know, friends in the neighborhood growing up, and aunts and uncles, and I was like, didn't want to hurt anyone's feelings, so I tried to put everybody in there. But I was losing my story. I was like, you know, what am I trying to say? I kept coming back to that question. What do I need to share? What am I trying to say here? And this last December, I was able to work on Saturdays and have Monday off, and that gave me the dedicated time to just, I'm going to sit down and write for 2 hours every Monday. And that's what got me through, as well as my partner saying, you going to write today? So it was good to have that nudge and that support. So that was my taking responsibility for this idea to come into fruition. And then asking God and the angels and people outside of you, asking my partner for support, all that coming together into this new creation, this oneness. So in my book, I share about what it was like to feel called to religious life, getting sober while in the convent.
Sorry. No, sorry.
I just want to make sure we don't miss your words.
Okay. All the adventures that saying yes really led to. The yes of leaving home at 20 years old to move from New York to Missouri to enter the convent. The yes to looking at my alcoholism and the alcoholism in my family. The yes to going into treatment. And then even the yes to leaving the convent. Like, I'm not really sure if I was called to be there. And just being open. So I don't want to tell you everything that's in my story, because I'd love for you to discover it yourself if you're so led to purchase a copy and see what the story is all about. So I have a song called Just Do It that I'd like to share with you that kind of talks about this creative process. And in the song itself, I wrote this song many years ago, and it was very much an idea that sprang into fruition. So I was living in St. Louis at the time, and near the Missouri School of the Blind, and they usually had an inspirational saying up as you drove by. And the day I drove by, it said, if your ship doesn't come in, swim out to it. And it was attributed to Jonathan Winters. And I liked it too. It's like, take responsibility for what you want. You know, don't be a victim, but well, you know, if I had the time, I'd do this. Or if I had the money, I'd do that. It's like, go for it. Take responsibility. So this is called Just Do It. If your ship don't come in, then swim out to it. No sense waiting around. Come on, just do it. You know you can. You got that power within. So use it or lose it. It's like walking on water, making a leap of faith. You'd rather stay in. just thank you. Put this over here so you guys can see that. So I wanted to share what that creative process is like, because I think sometimes we have a sense of what's going on, but it's kind of nice to see some kind of a step-by-step process. And ultimately, God and Spirit kind of lead us. You know, what is that divine idea? Where is God leading us to create something better, you know, to improve relationships, improve the quality of life here for all of us? Something else I'd like to share is, you know, a couple of things. I've explored a little bit at the Course in Miracles. And it used to be a big mystery to me, but I was introduced to a book that started to help it make sense. It's called The Disappearance of the Universe. And so I've been studying The Course in Miracles over the past couple of years. And what I love about spiritualism and science of mind and A Course in Miracles and many spiritual paths is they're all saying the same thing in just a little slightly different way. But the concept is, the foundation is all there. As Reverend Milley says, God is love, and we are bubbles of God. And, you know, God is love, and so am I. I'd like for you to say that with me. God is love, and so am I. How about God is love, and so are you? God is love, and so are you. You know, how different would the world be if we really knew that, if we really believed it? Deeper than believing, that knowing, you know, that knowing. If how many of you have taken Reverend Milley's classes? All right, awesome. In those classes, you know, you get that opportunity to really experience spirit and love. And if you haven't had an opportunity yet to take Reverend Milley's classes, the classes are still open for another couple of weeks here in October. They've started up again for the year. And you can see me or Reverend Milley or anyone after who's raised their hand to tell you about the classes if you've never taken them and you're curious. So what I'd like to invite you to do, I'm just going to share a few verses from A Course in Miracles, and I'd like you to just take a collective deep breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and I'd invite you to close your eyes as I read a few of these verses. The word of God is given me to speak. And what is the word of God? My child is pure and holy as myself. What limits can I lay upon God's child? I am like God in freedom and love. I can be hurt by nothing but my thoughts. My true identity abides in you. You are my goal, my God, only you. And as Saint Augustine once said, our hearts are restless till they rest in thee, O Lord. To sit for a moment in that peace. Take in another slow, deep breath in through your nose. Now through your mouth. And open your eyes when you're ready. And I'd like to close tonight. I really appreciate this time sharing with you all. I know it was a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But I'd like to close with kind of a mantra that I actually wrote it on my way to work in the morning. I heard Wayne Dyer say that the vowel ah is the sound of God. So you have God, you have Allah, you have Muhammad. And so I'm going to lead you through an ah mantra. And then we're going to add words to it. And the words are, how I love you. And at the very end, we're going to say, love you. It's pretty simple. I think you'll get it. So it goes like this. So I'm going to say something and just repeat what I do. Ah. Thank you for giving me this time.
She's a sweetheart, isn't she? The sweetheart.